On Friday, the U.S. Department of State announced it was ending support for the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission and the Ceasefire and Transitional Security Arrangements Monitoring and Verification Mechanism, saying South Sudan's leaders had failed to implement commitments they made to bring peace to South Sudan. Information Minister Michael McQuay, who is also the government spokesperson, says the U.S. decision came as a shock to the government.
We are surprised, we are shocked by the action of the American government and the fact that, yes, we know the world is in crisis and as such America has its own problems, but should not anchor its decision on the problems of South Sudan. It can decide its own way, but not to anchor it on the failure of the government of South Sudan, and that's why they are not supporting. We are shocked and we are surprised. Why should America take such a decision at this crucial moment when we are about to exit from this crisis?
McQuay insists South Sudan's leaders have not failed, arguing the government was making significant progress in implementing the peace deal when the U.S. decided to stop funding the country's monitoring mechanism.
I don't believe that that they are withdrawing because the government has failed. If the government has failed and we fail to implement the agreement, does it mean that we are forgotten, we are thrown to the dustbin, or what? What does it mean? What are they after when they withdraw from supporting these mechanisms at this crucial moment?
Last week, acting Child Affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Juba, William Flens, said the U.S. funded the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission and Ceasefire and Transitional Security Arrangements Monitoring and Verification Mechanism since they were created and gave them nearly $145 million. The U.S. said it will continue to provide significant assistance to save lives and reduce the suffering of the people of South Sudan, including about $1 million in humanitarian and development assistance. In his 11th Independence Anniversary speech, President Salva Kiir said he was concerned about some partners' decision to scale back their support of the mechanism, saying they are vital to carrying out remaining tasks in the peace deal. McQuay called on other donors to step up and support the South Sudanese peace process.
My appeal to the other partners and people of goodwill, good friends of South Sudan who have the goodwill for the people of South Sudan to come in for the support of all the mechanisms and take over whatever was being funded by the Americans, so that we continue with the implementation of the agreement. Not that only, but even the support should be inclusive of the national, not discriminatory like what America was doing.
When contacted for comment, Adaw Mohammed, the communication officer for the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, said he was not ready to comment on the matter, adding RJMEC will comment on the U.S. decision after a meeting of its officials on Thursday. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.